WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A train car with a list of defects and a series of errors leading to that massive derailment and fire in East Palestine, Ohio last year. That from a National Transportation Safety Board investigation released today. Although there were no injuries, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says
the absence of a fatality or injury doesn't mean the presence of safety.
The agency will be making recommendations. North Korea has fired what appears to be a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. That according to Japan's defense ministry. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in Saipan and expected to plead guilty to leaking secret U.S. documents. A deal will allow him to walk free after spending years jailed in the U.K. awaiting extradition. Flooding in southern Minnesota after heavy rains. Governor Tim Walz, after an aerial tour,
went down over Henderson with pretty extensive damage on roads. Doesn't look like quite as many personal structures, but of course some farms underwater.
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers will pay half of the $128,000 two MAPS consultants are billing the state Supreme Court. That's because three of the six parties in the case are Governor Evers and Republican and Democratic state lawmakers. Justices ordered the parties involved to foot the bill in a ruling late yesterday. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Six more tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirmed them all Sunday, with the strongest being an EF2 twister in Janesville. Four EF1 intensity tornadoes were also certified by the agency, two in Walworth County near Geneva Lake and just east of Delavan, another west of Watertown and the fourth south of Marshall in Dane County. An EF0 tornado that hit Cornelia near Platteville in Grant County was also confirmed. The latest confirmations bring the total number of twisters in the state this year to 30. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has had to cancel its sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River this week due to high water. Water levels are well above normal flow and continue to rise. Normal flow for June 24th at the Muscadet Gauge, based on 100 years of data, is 8,800 cubic feet per second. Yesterday, it was at 29,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Brewers beat the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers homestand continues tonight against the Texas Rangers. The crew with a 6-3 win over the Rangers last night. The difference maker, a grand slam home run in the sixth by Reese Hoskins. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. And then Hoskins coming through. Hey, he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
In San Francisco, it was Willie Mays' night, the Giants all wearing the number 24 jersey. The Cubs blowing a 4-2 lead in the top of the ninth, allowing the Giants to tie up the game when Chicago reliever Drew Smyly threw a ball four with two outs, bases loaded, and walked in the Giants' winning run.
Thank you, Willie.
Cubs losing 5-4 on NBC with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a slight shower chance, and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high around 80 to the low 80s. And lots of sunshine and in the upper 70s on Thursday. Shower and thunderstorm chances return Thursday night and Friday.
Right now, we're at 86.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand.
Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes, it is. Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. People joining us on the Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you can see a feature. Yeah, Johnny Lupinacci on location.
Mobile studio, Tim. Mobile studio.
You look great, man. You're
hey, man,
in
it's
the
good
car.
To be. Yeah, it's good to be here with you. No, it's a Tuesday. It's summer activity. Full just because once school, you know, anyone out there, you know.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Dance class. Who's got swim lessons? Who's got what? So, you know, I'm on location outside the dance studio today. But, Tim, I couldn't miss today because it's one of my favorite guests that we've had on in recent shows. We've had some great ones, but one of my favorites. And so, you know, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So here I am.
There you are. And I'll tell you what, though, before we get into that great guest, you know, one of the things that's awesome, Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who, you know, they went after the state of Wisconsin to end that crazy voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And yeah, he's back. Jonathan Gurko. President, co-founder, the Association for College and University Educators. People are like, wait, I remember that name. Yeah, Jonathan, we're talking about your book, Jonathan, Publicization. First of all, how's the book doing? And, you know, I got to see you in Minneapolis, got to see you talking to people. Publicization, love the concept, love the new word. How's the book doing, Jonathan?
Book's doing great, and I am thrilled to be back. Great to see you guys. And Tim, it was a while to meet you in person in Minneapolis just about 10 days ago at our National Higher Education Teaching Conference. Nothing else like it out there.
Nothing at all like that. And I say, we are here tonight to really tell that story, the Association of College and University Educators. In fact, I'm going to do the intro that I had set for you, Jonathan. He's the mastermind behind AQ. That's the Association for College and University Educators, the rock stars of teaching excellence. Their mission, transform higher education or the every instructor in higher ed to be a kick-ass teacher. With over 40,000 instructors already amped up by the AQ courses, it's clear effective teaching changes everything. Jonathan Gurko, AQ, Busted Pencils, together. Teaching matters in colleges and universities. Is that what you're here to tell us?
Well, I'm going to dramatically take my glasses off for our YouTube viewers. Tim, Johnny, we're all professors, And should we share the secret that's not so secret?
I don't know.
Of course.
Yeah, the secret that's not so secret is we got 1.5 million amazing professors in this country. They're working hard. They're mission driven. They're committed to this, to our students. We're trained. We're world class researchers. We're scholars. We serve our institutions. But guess what? Very, very few of us were ever taught how to teach.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's the point, right? You think about that. Now, Johnny and I might have a little bit, and even you, Jonathan, having background in, quote, teaching. But to imagine anybody else, you're saying, I was in college, and you know, let's create the stereotypical image of I had this history professor who just talked to us in and up and down, dates, names, just kept throwing them at us. And you're sitting there going, I was wondering, like, why, how did this guy, quote, become a teacher? And the reality, though, Jonathan, is that this is something. It's a dirty little secret, but maybe to the exposure to realizing this, and nothing to actually critique the history professor. But their training, as you said, to get to the level to be able to teach history at the college level, it was doing really great history research, really good production, putting together, you know, a history book, a history paper. The ability to teach it was just the assumption that when you became Dr. So-and-so in history, teaching was just given. And for the longest time, that's been the status quo of preparation for learning to teach in college. Is that oversimplifying it, Jonathan?
It's really not. I mean, what a flawed assumption, because I know something so well, I can teach it. You know, you both have lived your lives in K-12 and ed school. It's a body of practice. It's got decades of research behind it. Higher ed has its own 40-year literature that identifies what is effective teaching that motivates, engages, deepens learning, retention, completion, and yet it's absent from way too many classrooms through no fault of the professor, because when you're in your PhD training, I've heard the story, I had to take this professional development, but I didn't tell my advisor because it's taking time away from my dissertation research. Here's another fact. Studies show for every additional hour a professor spends on research, that's correlated with an increase in pay. And for every additional hour spent on teaching and becoming a better teacher, a decrease in pay. Mm-hmm. How backward is that?
Whoa. Johnny Lupinacci, you're nodding away on that.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? Tim, the example I always share is when working with college level educators, like helping people like Jonathan said here, who I always use example, like the world's leading expert in plastic coatings. They spent the last, 25 years being the world's leading expert in plastic coatings. You know, I've spent, Tim, you can relate to this, Jonathan, too. We spent the last 20 years being experts of how to be a great teacher. Yeah. So I'm essentially working with someone who's the world's leading expert, now thrown in to the expectation being that they teach, Tim, like Jonathan, you and I do. And it's just not an expectation that's realistic. So we're mediating all the time. And Jonathan, you're right, because I've yet to meet a professor who says, I don't really need to be a great teacher. You know, they want to be good teachers, but it is a lot of practice. They need a lot of support. And it's not part of what you focus on when you're becoming the world's leading expert in X, Y, or Z. I mean, think about like a molecular biologist, I would hope hasn't spent the last 20 years dedicated to just the craft of teaching. Yeah. They have to be in the lab being the expert on molecular biology.
Look, and we want those experts. We need those research. Yep. That keeps America innovating, researching, the leader in so many, arguably every field. And we shouldn't put all the problems of higher ed at the professor's feet. You know, that is just wrong. It has happened way too much in K-12, but it does show in the stats. And let me throw some out.
Go for it.
Our national college completion rate of students going there for the first time, these are the most excited, the most motivated to go, is 50%. When you look at community college and baccalaureate grad rates, we're 14th in the world for college educated. USA, we're 14th. We're 14th. What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And public confidence is at an all-time low because you come home at Thanksgiving and your drunk uncle says, "Hey, how's college?" And you say, "This guy's brilliant. I have no idea what he's saying." So we've got a big quality problem, a quality opportunity to tackle. And that's what my company AQ has been doing steadily, relentlessly for 10 years now.
It's Busted Pencils, love fully leaded education talk. 855-752-4842 is the number. Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, he is the co-founder and current president of the Association of College and University Educators. AQ is the acronym there. Talking about, you know, where do college professors learn to teach? And the answer that we're coming up with is, there is no real where they learn to teach, because the learning to teach at best has been assumed potentially. Is it, as Johnny said, you know, the foremost expert in was, quote, kind of given that was your credential for being a teacher because you were the foremost expert in plastics, foremost expert in you know, linear algebraic equations, foremost expert. But there was no training during that process of becoming a professor to how do you communicate what you're the biggest expert in so that people are sitting out there who are hopefully not just listening to you, because that might be one of the issues facing you, but that they're comprehending, they're downloading it, they're getting passionate about it. Because Jonathan, as you pointed out there, the reality of thinking about that, you know, so it's like a 50-50 shot that if I go to college, I'm going to actually graduate, is kind of what you're saying, going like, whoa, wait a minute, that's not good. Is it because college is so hard, or can colleges and universities step up to the plate here at this moment like AQ is trying to do? And I give you the hint, pushing a movement of saying great teaching is what higher education is about. It is about research. It is about service, but it is about great teaching, because the students who come and sit in front of us, they're there to learn, and we as faculty are there to serve that knowledge quest of families and students. And so how we put that forward, how we articulate and put in action what it means to be sitting in front of me when I'm a college professor and you're a student, that, you know, that unwritten contract, what are we going to do over the semester? My job, you know, could be seen as saying, you know, I'm hopefully communicating knowledge to you. It wasn't a guarantee all this time. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded. Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, AQ, college teaching, yeah, it can be a lot better, and we're going to get into it when we get back.
Kiss.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. And truly tonight, educated educators talking education. Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, co-founder and current president of the Association for College and University Educators. Yeah, there's an association connected to those who are college professors. They're also educators. They're the ones teaching. Jonathan, AQ, though, 10 years old only. I think that in its sense, a young organization. I mean, higher education, the whole idea, the professoriate has been around for a long time. What in the world? 10 years now, a commitment to teaching excellence. Tell us about the founding of AQ and how that came about.
Yeah, well, look, it's no accident that we picked an acronym to just slip our way into the alphabet soup of organizations. Sounds like we were founded by John Dewey. And look, 10 years of a startup, it might as well have been founded by John Dewey 100 years ago, the years it's taken off my life. But let me answer your question, and I love how you ended the last segment about a movement around quality, excellence in every class. You know, you turn the clock back 10 years, more than 10 years now, and national completion goals for college come out. We need them for citizenship. We need them to meet the economic need. And this whole student success agenda gets launched across higher ed. But here's the thing. It largely has focused on access. Right? Think better placement and trying to get FAFSA right and transfer. Affordability. Think of all the debt relief and scholarships and state action on that and support. Think of advising and tutoring and all this out of class support. Well, we looked at the data and we were not as a country on trajectories to meet national goals or to simply do right by the students we enroll in the social contract we make with them. You know, and it was sitting there right in front of our faces. What about the core? What about teaching and learning? Because if today's students do one thing, they drive to campus, they park, they run into class, they get back in their cars, go back to family, jobs, other responsibilities, or they log on, take the online class, and log off. So, you know, sometimes I like to call class time as show time as to when we can really make a difference. And it's a lever that's in our control, right? If we can ensure that one thing is the highest quality that it can be. It's the teaching and learning. So this movement, you know, we've been pushing sometimes up a hill like Sisyphus, has been about adding quality to the higher ed agenda alongside access and affordability. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you AQ's story. I'll get to that, but let me get you. You've got a question there.
No, I did. As you put that forward there, it's just good for people to hear again. It's just a nice reminder of people going, it's like, oh, wait, college professors learning to teach. What a concept. and you know, and it's like not to really make that so light, but to realize that Jonathan AQ 10 years ago, the ability to come together and, you know, just remind people, 40,000 professors strong now, 10 years later, it sounds to me like the movement has begun.
Well, thank you. And you saw a great example of it just last week or so at the National Higher Education Teaching Conference, which I just thought was motivating and dynamite. When we decided, and the we, blessed by very mission-aligned investors, we're a company, and thank goodness we're a company, because in for a penny, in for a pound, we have not had to, sort of navigate the ups and downs of philanthropy. Mission-aligned investors and advisors like Eduardo Padron, who led Miami-Dade College, the College of Democracy is its nickname, for decades. Matt Goldstein, who ran the CUNY system, also another big driver of socioeconomic mobility. We said, look, we've got to do it differently. There have been past attempts to strengthen quality teaching. So here's how we did it differently. First, we defined standards. Tim and Johnny, higher ed, before we did it, had never said, this is what every professor needs to know and be able to do to teach well.
Yeah.
So we did it. I mean, we worked with everybody, the experts, a huge lit review to settle on what we call the effective practice framework. 10 years ago, you could say, well, I don't know. Is this the right set of competencies? But now, 500 institutions and 40,000 professors can't be wrong. They're saying, yeah, this is what I need to know and be able to do.
Well, and so putting those numbers like that and say in 10 years, it really is you're building a movement. And it's even to begin with and say, wait a minute, there were no set standards. So let's give, so chemistry, if you took that, first or second year chem in college and you went, well, what do you mean there weren't any standards for how my professor taught chemistry? Yeah, there weren't. There were, quote, textbooks and things, right, Jonathan?
Well, that's right. Now, we could have stopped there and just put that out into the world and said, this is what, good practice looks like. But we knew that wouldn't make change as fast as we wanted. So we did two more key things. First, we have built and now have a broad catalog of courses for faculty to take to develop those skills. These are like the very best methods courses you'd find at the very best ed schools, but this is for professors.
Right.
And third, it leads to a certification. So this means it's getting into promotion and tenure portfolios. It's getting into rehire consideration if you're an adjunct faculty. We're seeing in some places it's getting into collective bargaining, where you've got to do continuing ed, and this certification counts toward that rehiring. Last example, we've seen at a flagship out west, the provost writing certification into job offer letters to make sure the teaching is good.
So in other words, the provost, and for people who are thinking, what provost? Well, the principal at a college who is putting in to hiring the next teacher, the next professor, you're saying is they're going to require some form of certification with AQ?
That's exactly right. And it so blows our mind coming from our careers or first careers in K-12, where of course you got to be certified. Of course you have to have your training. It's a brave new world in higher ed.
Yeah. And as you said, though, too, Jonathan, yeah, in K-12 and continuing, right? It's like, oh, I got to continue to get professional development. I got to continue to get professional development. Well, that's what we're talking about here. In a sense, people going, AQ, I don't get it. No, professional development through courses, through connections that faculty across the country, across the world, actually, can get together and learn to be better teachers. Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, AQ, 855-752-4842. Man, we got all kind of more questions coming back. Jonathan, though, we're going to think about this. How do we prepare people for democracy, though, and how does good teaching contribute to that? More when we get back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin School Agency is awarding 12 federal grants totaling almost $11.5 million to charter schools. Charter schools are public non-religious schools that get more freedom from state regulators in exchange for more accountability. The Department of Public Instruction says it prioritizes schools serving disadvantaged students. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
We really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has had to cancel its sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River this week due to high water. Water levels are well above normal flow and continue to rise. Normal flow for June 24th at the Muscadet Gauge, based on 100 years of data, is 8,800 cubic feet per second. Yesterday, it was at 29,000 cubic feet per second, and flow is expected to increase to 45,000 to 50,000 by Thursday or Friday. That projection does not include additional rain we are forecast to receive. Organizers may have to cancel trips for next week as well. Rain is in the forecast, a slight chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, very warm and muggy, and a high of 88. The next chance of rain is a 70% chance of off and on showers and thunderstorms on Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Justin Timberlake, while performing in front of a sold-out crowd in Chicago, addressed his recent driving while sloppy drunk charge in the Hamptons from the stage, telling the audience it's been a tough week. The crowd, most of whom probably spent an entire paycheck to get in, went crazy, showing rabid support for their idol as he continues to negotiate through this difficult time of leaving million-dollar homes and $100,000 cars and flying private jets to work. This kid's gonna be okay. Swifties come in all shapes and sizes, even ones that look like actors Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise. Both were spotted separately at Swift's Eras Tour in London at Wembley Stadium. Cruise was spotted trying to lay low. English thespian Grant, however, posted on social media giving high praise for Swift, her team, and Travis Kelce, after which he hashtagged tequila shots. Sounds like a wild night, but don't worry, Justin Timberlake was their designated driver. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a slight shower chance, and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a high around 80 to the low 80s. And lots of sunshine and in the upper 70s on Thursday. Shower and thunderstorm chances return Thursday night and Friday.
Currently, it's 85.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Wolf.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Let people try to put us, try to get back my chance.
do that. We talk about our generations, lots of generations. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Number 855-752-4842. Our guest,
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio, is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.